What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the Roastmaster General, Mr. Jeff Ross. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man.
It's great to see you. I always get such a big smile. We go back for a while, and you've just continued to blow up and really have done so well. And, you know, it's rare when people make me laugh out loud, but you make me laugh out loud, like literally LOL, and I never use that.
You have a big laugh, too, so you're always invited to my shows, Mario.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love stand-up comedy. I always say being a stand-up comic is like being a fighter. You're up there by yourself, completely vulnerable, nobody but you. You know, it takes a lot of the same courage.
I like that.
You go with that?
I like that. I feel like as a kid, I took karate lessons.
That gave
me the kind of confidence to talk smack in front of people.
It
makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. And your comedy tournament, Roast Battle 2, comes to a close this week on Comedy Central. So tell us how Roast Battle works.
Two comics go head to head. We call it verbal combat. And they research each other for weeks sometimes. And they roast one another. Like we have a comic from New York versus a comic from L.A. or two comics who, you know, park cars at the Comedy Store will roast battle each other. Sometimes they're married. Sometimes they're friends. Sometimes they're roommates. And, you know, original material only, no physical contact. And every battle ends with a hug.
That's great.
It's really cool, man. It's like Fight Club for comics.
Right. That's the perfect log line right there.
And it's the last four nights of January on Comedy Central. It's like a bracketed tournament, kind of like a March Madness for roasting.
That's awesome. And the judges, some funny folks themselves, Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt. What are they basing their decisions on?
I try to tell them to do roast battle, and you'll love this, Mario. It's really a writer showcase. Like, the art of the insult, which we need more than ever right now. We're always trolling people online in this culture. We do it right to your face. The way God intended. All the stuff that you think we say out loud. And the judges, like we had Ken Jeong is judging, and he has a sitcom. So he talked about the writer's room and how these young comics could eventually be sitcom writers. Someone else like Sarah Silverman will come in and talk about their performance, and she has a lot of roast experience. Snoop Dogg just came in and, you know, passed joints around the audience.
Made sure everybody had a good time.
It really is a party inside a comedy show.
Does anyone ever get sensitive? Does it ever get nasty to the point where the lines are crossed?
Yes.
And are there rules?
Yeah. The rules are that they can't ever touch each other.
Other than the touching, though?
Other than the hug at the end.
Sometimes,
which might turn into a bear hug, I imagine.
Sometimes the comics will meet and talk about like what might be off limits. Like some guys don't want to talk about certain, you know, their family or something like that, or if they have a sick cousin or something.
Right, right.
People go deep and they try to throw each other off. It's kind of like wrestling, but a little more real because they come at it to try to throw people off their game and stuff like that, and bring up stuff that might hurt.
Yeah,
it gets pretty real, but you know they have nothing to lose and everything to gain, so it's a vicious competition.
What's the secret to or the formula to roasting someone? What's the approach? Like when you hear you're going to roast someone, at this point I got to imagine there's a certain strategy you have.
Well, when I first hear the name, like let's just say I was roasting Justin Bieber, right? Right, my cousin Ed, who's here with me, first thing I did when I came home that night, there were pictures of Bieber hung up all over my house.
So you get inspired.
It's like going to battle. You know, when you see old war movies and they have the chart of the Nazi regime up on the wall. I kind of put up whoever I'm roasting, and I start watching all their stuff or listening to all their music or you know, an actor, I'll watch all their movies and I start to...
You do your work.
Do it. Yeah. It's like I sharpen my brain, I sharpen my pencils, roll up my sleeves. It's like going to battle. I really do it from the inside out, method roasting, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I got to imagine at some point, either you're just a quick-witted, clever individual or you're not, right? It's not like someone can just, I'm going to roast this person, it just comes to be and...
It's weird. Some people will not be really that funny off stage, but when they sit down and try to write, they can do it.
You know, it's funny that you say that because there's some people that on social media, they're hilarious. You meet them, you can't. They're not. It's like, are you the same person?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing, right? There's different kinds of funny.
If I really want to know if somebody's funny, I'll ask them to write it. Then I go like, you know what? Because they could be stealing those jokes off the internet. You don't know what it is. They could be calling their uncle in Kansas City, and he's giving. You don't know.
Yeah, so you're right.
So I'll be like, you know what? Think about this for a minute. Go inside for an hour and come back, and let's see what you got. And if they can do it right there on the spot, that's what's fun about roast battle is sometimes, like in the finals, somebody will win their battle. They'll have 20 minutes to come back for the finals.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's pretty scrappy sometimes.
You got to be smart then. I mean, to be good, you really do. You got to be smart at the end of the day.
You got to be smart, and you got to have like big cuyones.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people go down hard sometimes. We do it four nights in a row, like, so that the momentum of the tournament starts to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that weekend right before between the playoffs and the Super Bowl that we run it.
That's great.
It's kind of like Comedy Central's first sporting event.
Yeah.
The finals are live on the 29th. So you can't mess up. If you mess up, one comic said if a joke doesn't work, it's like falling backwards through an open window.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. In front of all your friends and
everything.
Right,
right, exactly. In front of your peers and everything. How much does it bother you, Jeff, that comedy is so PC now, you almost got to police yourself? I mean, that's what comedy's supposed to be about, right?
Yeah, it does frustrate me. It's one of the reasons that I kind of like this show, because it is a safe haven for politically incorrect talk. Mm-hmm. We have black versus white, young versus old. We have Mexican versus Mexican sometimes. And it's all out in the open. It's all in good fun. I think, Mario, if you can laugh at yourself,
right. That's
a very powerful skill.
It is. Confident,
and,
yeah.
And in this PC world, or let's just say now in this new administration, it's kind of an un-PC world. This roast battle, I think, is a safe place to do that stuff without hurting people for real.
Yeah.
And I do hate bullies. Like, I don't like people. I don't like when people make fun of someone not to their face.
Right.
I don't like behind the back kind
right.
of stuff. Like,
huge difference.
If you say to me, it's my birthday, Jeff, come roast me at my birthday party, I'll come and it's to you. I wouldn't show up at your party and roast you.
Start breaking my balls.
Only because your friends brought me there. I don't bum rush roast people.
I started
it's
laughing.
It's a good way to get hurt, too.
Right, exactly. I started laughing to myself right now because when I was looking at you, I just remembered I saw on TV, it wasn't too long ago. I don't know where you were at. You were on stage and The Rock came out and like, oh, I thought they killed Harambe. What happened? It was perfect because he had on this tight t-shirt and it looked like a big...
Yeah, we were doing a show for the troops.
That's it.
Down in the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attacks, The Rock had a big Rock the Troops event. And it was just like, they had everybody from like Nick Jonas to like, Flo Rida and all these amazing new jocks for hours. Then Leonard Skinner after 2 hours comes out. Then after 2.5 hours, they throw me out there in front of 45,000 troops. And I'm like, I got to go big now. How do you follow all that with just me? So I'm like, everybody's telling me I should roast The Rock someday, but I'll never roast The Rock. I started getting like in wrestler mode. Yeah. The Rock is soft. The Rock can't take it. So The Rock hears me with his mic and he comes out and he's like, and he starts coming at me. And I'm like, whoa, 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 Harambe. I thought they'd kill you.
But the way they cut to him and he looked like God. I'm so funny.
I said, The Rock, you did so much better than your brother's paper and scissors.
I remember that was awesome.
He's a class act. He can dish it out, but he can take it. And when you're a big star and you can take a joke like that, I really respect that.
Yeah, no, he's a cool dude. So is it when someone like a President Trump is in office, is it too easy at that point? How much do you incorporate that into
everything? This is permeating. Permeating. Is that a word?
Yeah, sure.
Every aspect of culture right now. Like there's not one comic who's not dipping into Trump during his, whether you're pro or con or whatever, or indifferent or in the middle or trying to bridge the gap.
It's just such great material to work with.
The material's too good. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're an open micer or Dave Chappelle. Everyone's out there bringing that into the act. And for me, I've known the guy 15 years or something. Yeah. So it's like seeing an old friend take over the world.
Yeah, literally.
It's really strange. I ran into him over New Year's down in Florida. And I was telling him about my trip to Iraq to entertain the troops. And he was basically, yeah, how was it? Terrible. Anyway, how's Arnold going to do on Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah.
comes back to him.
Yeah, so it really is insanity.
So funny, man. You know, one thing I saw, I thought that was very cool, is when you did the special, Jeff, when you roasted both cops and inmates.
Yeah.
That was so innovative and stuff. How was the response afterwards?
Thanks, Mario. You know, the response from the inmates in jail, they had to behave for a month to even get into my show. And I think in a way it humanized them, and it taught me a lot about incarceration and what's going on in this country. A lot of the rules are bad. For nonviolent drug offenders. And thankfully, President Obama commuted a lot of sentences right before he left. But I just wanted to start using roasting to learn stuff along the way, and doing that and then roasting the cops. It was fascinating to find out that the criminals were a much better crowd than the cops. Cops can be tough. And I eventually, through tenacity, kind of won them over, too, up in Boston, where they're tough customers. My first show there, they wouldn't laugh at any of my jokes. They really thought I was there to embarrass them. I was like, right. No, this is a tribute.
Yeah.
I roast people that I have affection for.
Right.
I'm curious about. So, yeah, I mean, it's just... I didn't want to always wait for big celebrities to get roasted. I wanted to start figuring out who I wanted to roast. So yeah. I went after people and cause starting to do that. I'm going to do more of that, too.
That's cool, man. Well,
Thanks, man. I like that you're getting so into it,
yeah,
Mario.
Yeah,
that's
no,
cool.
I want to put you on the spot real quick. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Go-to karaoke song.
Go-to karaoke song is easy. That would be either You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker, which I usually sing to someone and change the lyrics to You Are Sort of Beautiful.
You Are Sort of Beautiful. I like that.
I do love, and, you know, it kind of breaks the regular karaoke tension since I don't have a great voice.
Mix it up.
But yeah, that's one of my favorites.
TV guilty pleasure.
TV go-to pleasure? Oh, man. Well, lately I've been obsessed with the news. I love The Daily Show and Trevor, and I love all that. When I really just want to like zone out and be ridiculous, I'll just throw on a random Game of Thrones and just pretend I'm there.
Oh, geez.
I'll like eat a chicken leg at the same time. And, you know, like I really do feel like I'm part of one of these crazy kingdoms.
I'm not even a sci-fi guy, but I love that show too.
Oh my God.
It's the best.
I do a lot of jokes in my act. I go, am I the only one who gets Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, and the Bible confused?
Yes, they're all sort of intertwined with that spiritual element.
It really is strange.
Celebrity on your roast wish list.
Oh, man. I was really thinking about this, and I was talking to Dave Chappelle last night. He came by the roast battle just to say hi, and we were like talking like, what would the dream roast be? Obama, President Obama, is hilarious. He's so funny. Like, if you saw those last couple White House correspondence dinners where he did the mic drop and all that, and I told him when I met him, I said, you are the roast master in chief. Like, you could be a comedian. So I was thinking, if we ever found a way to roast President Obama,
what did he say?
He was very flattered by that. He liked that. I mean, he's definitely down with comedy. And I think his rebuttal, his speech at the end, would be the most historic roast ever.
And you could bring Ann Coulter back.
You could bring Ann Coulter back.
Oh, my gosh. That was so... I've never felt so bad for someone.
I felt bad for Rob Lowe. It wasn't really about him.
No one's ever felt bad for Ann Coulter in history.
She had to know what she was getting into. Did she just think it was not going to be as bad as that?
I think she wanted to plug her book.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Like, I know, but
she didn't really write jokes.
Talk about no shame. That was, oh, man. You feel bad for someone. You're like, my God.
It'd be like if you came to a roast of... Yeah. Someone, and you were plugging your own shows before you even right. said a word. She put the book on the podium. By the way, I think she probably sold a lot of books, because now when anyone ever bombs at a speech or a toast, I'm going to send them that book.
It is funny, though, when they always go off and the people on the dais end up getting bagged on more than the person.
Everybody's fair game everybody's once they're up there. And I give her credit for coming. I really do.
Who's gotten it the worst? Who do you think has gotten it the worst as far as they were sincerely hurt?
Oh, boy. Hurt?
Or they appeared to be.
I don't know. I feel like there were a couple times in Justin's roast where I did see like tears welling up. I think when Ron Burgundy came out and threw his cigarette at him. Because I know Justin really wanted Will Ferrell there. And when he came out as Ron Burgundy and... I don't think Justin's used to someone throwing their cigarette in his face. So I think that would, and it kind of tinged him, right? And he, you know, he probably had a lot of product in his hair. It could have been a terrible fire broke out. But, you know, I don't know. I remember the actor Danny Aiello years ago started like weeping up at his Friars Club roast in New York. I love Danny. He's a very emotional guy. Sometimes the jokes do hit. But my goal, honestly, is to poke but not break the skin. Like, I want everyone to leave the roast like it's a party, repeating the jokes, going, guess what Jeff Ross said about me? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
To me, I want everyone to go home and go, and that was fun. I want to do it again.
Yeah, man. No, it's. I think it's an honor.
The best reaction I think I ever got was when we roasted Flava Flav. It could have been a three-part miniseries.
Like, right.
He would not stop. He was like in his throne with his with his crown on, and I was like, "How do you even embarrass a crackhead who wears a Viking helmet?" And his feet were just kicking out like a little boy on his birthday. You know, like he was just he couldn't stop giggling the whole time. And that's perfect roast victim right there.
Well, Roast Battle 2 airs Thursday through Sunday on Comedy Central. You can follow him on Twitter at @RealJeffreyRoss. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Pal, Mario. Thanks for letting me talk about all this stuff. Thanks for being such a cool roast fan, too.
You got it, man. On with Mario Lopez.